Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky. Join me as we tackle big questions like how to work with intuition, just why the tower is so intimidating, and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, everyone, and welcome to April. It is time for our monthly tarot reading, and we have quite the array here. It is an interesting group of cards, and I did want to take a moment to contextualize this reading in particular, because the reading for March was, it was a complex one. It kind of had us trying a lot of different tactics to endure, manage, go through the chaos of the Tower card. That was our one major arcana card last month. And if you know anything about tarot, it is an intense and upsetting card. Unfortunately, talking to a lot of people, and myself included, this card really kind of came out swinging. And so there was a lot of upheaval happening last month. And this month is a really interesting, I won't say extension in terms of like those themes carrying over, but it shows us really working through what was brought up last month. And I wanted to just say that so that we can have some sort of appreciation for the powerful cards at play here. So we have, for our card of the month, the central theme that we're going to be working with, the Queen of Cups. And this is interesting to me too, because last month we had the Tower as our challenge. Other cards surrounding it, the remaining three, were all court cards. And these are cards that show us engaging with themes of identity, personality, how we interface with the world. And we didn't have the Queen of Cups, but she is here right now as our guiding card for April. And I'm intrigued by this. It does signify a sort of shift in focus, and there's something quite beautiful about it. So when we talk about cups, this is the group of cards that is all about emotions, feelings, spirituality, intuition, sort of ephemeral flowing states of being. They're hard to pin down. They're hard to describe. They're outside of the realm of words for the most part. And this card in particular really embodies a flexible, dynamic, and creative approach to issues connected to those themes. So having that be where we're centering ourselves after a quite tumultuous month in March, I think is indicative of a lot of growth. So it will be important this month to really give ourselves the grace and the space to feel through things and to honor our intuitive interpretations of what's happening. So if you're feeling certain about things but not able to articulate why, allow yourself to feel secure in that. Now, the Queen of Cups is an interesting card in that it shows the power of being grounded in reality while harnessing the power of our emotions. So you'll see in this card that we have the Queen sitting on this throne. The throne itself is on this pebbly beach, so it's thoroughly, completely situated on solid ground. Ish, you know, sand is not the most solid of substances. However, it is on land. And then the Queen herself is right at the edge of the water. And the way her robes are illustrated, it almost looks like she is becoming part of the water. Her clothes are cascading and matching the patterns of the waves. So I love this image in that it shows us a way of being that is grounded, so connected to the element of earth, while also drawing wisdom, sustenance, inspiration from water. And this is a card too that is all about change, subtlety, and the sort of like rhythmic art of healing. It's very poetic, it just came out of me. But that is also very Queen of Cupsy. So I think to really amplify and celebrate this card, this would be a wonderful month to really be mindful of the spaces that you're putting yourself in, whether they are physical spaces, paying attention to your environment, doing things to make the places you spend a lot of time in generative and soothing, but also, you know, the relationships, the situations that we find ourselves in, what is making you feel calm, grounded, and inspired. And this is sort of a, it's not like slap you in the face, punchy kind of energy. It's actually quite gentle. And that is also something that we will be really getting a lot from this month. And let's just talk now about like the card on top of it. So this is the environment and what is influencing our world this month. So if we're being really invited to go into the space of the Queen of Cups, the external world is pulling us towards a much more sort of dynamic and seeking energy. Now, this may seem sort of at odds. However, I think this is actually a very potent and unique combination that we can really use to chart a path that is both successful, but successful in a holistic and sustainable way. So this does seem to be a time that is all about nuance, about doing things differently, doing things in a way that really holds and elevates our emotional state of being as really important to our success, and maybe even as the barometer for our success. If the Queen of Cups is the center here, we are being invited to keep on returning to it. So like asking ourselves the question, how do I feel in this interaction, in this environment, in this project? How am I honoring my creative and emotional needs? And how can I do things or moderate things in a way that makes me feel unhurried, supported, and like I have creative freedom? So the card on top of the Queen of Cups is the Chariot. And this is a very striving and dynamic card. It really wants to get out into the world, get things done, make headway fast. And having it here is saying that there's a lot of opportunity this month. There's opportunity in a very enticing big way, because this is a major arcana card. This is a card that has been around a lot this year so far. And I'm seeing something kind of interesting here in that if you look at the Queen of Cups, they are at the seashore holding this absolutely bizarre cup. There's this large chalice with like crab claws sticking out of the side of it. It is ornate. It is wacky. But she is holding it and looking with sort of this kind of calm adoration at this, you know, splendid vessel. But it is this kind of, it's an enclosed, intimate relationship between the queen and this majestic cup. In the Chariot, we have this very outward-facing, almost confrontational, definitely a look-at-me energy. The charioteer is facing out at us, the audience, and they are really presented in the card as this focal point. So it's not so much about a relationship. These two together, I think, are showing us that we'll be needing to consult with ourselves and our crab-clawed cup, that being sort of like what is the most important driving emotional or spiritual force in your life right now. And that is sort of a private relationship only between us and our source of inspiration. So we'll be needing to go to those places to sort of regroup. However, we're also being called to face outward, chart new territory, and blaze some trails. You know, the Chariot is always a really powerful opportunity and shows up when we have mustered a lot of energy behind us to really propel forward. And sometimes this can be kind of intense. So I like these cards together because it shows us a natural way to balance what can at times be really ambitious and kind of sometimes destructive energy. So the shadow side of the Chariot can show up as like achievement just for achievement's sake, or the need to dominate and control or gain an upper hand through your success. Now that's pretty far on the negative end of the spectrum. The Queen of Cups, however, is like enduringly conscientious. So again, these two are really balancing each other out in a nice way. Now, the other two cards here, we have the Emperor and the Seven of Cups. And this whole reading actually is interesting to me because these are some old friends. You know, these cards have been showing up a lot for us in the weekly forecasts, in the monthly forecasts. So 2023 has been like weirdly cohesive, I would say, in terms of the cards that we're getting. Now, our challenge for the month is another major arcana card. So if the Queen of Cups and the Chariot are on their own forming this kind of, you know, maybe unexpected but surprisingly potent alliance, the Chariot and the Emperor show there's a big pull to like overcompensate or to overinvest in maybe the darker sides of the Chariot. If we do that too much, we will go into the Emperor. And that is not what we want to do this month. So this is our challenge card. The Emperor is similar to the Chariot in that it is about willpower, influencing our environment, our lives, carving out a path for ourselves. But the Emperor is much more solid. They really want to be creating permanence. And sometimes this can be at the expense of nuance and I would say even like reality. It's a harsh energy. And in certain times, this is really helpful. So we need to sort of take a stance. We need to pioneer territory. You'll notice the environment of the Emperor card is in a desert. There's a small river winding behind the Emperor's throne, but otherwise it is this very austere, hot, dry, desolate looking place. And so this archetype represents having carved out a space for yourself in a difficult place or situation. But if we look at the actual center of our reading, that's not what's happening. So we may feel pulled to be a little extra or to approach situations that are actually quite flexible and maybe even collaborative with a sort of compensatory and overbearing individualism. So erecting boundaries in a way that is actually not helping us, that is pushing people and opportunities out. And this can show up in a lot of different ways. So it is worthwhile to take some time to think about how you kind of get stuck in a place where you are trying to make things work and maybe ways or situations when you start to see the world as a hostile place to your needs, wants, and desires, especially when it comes to sort of your professional outward-facing life. Because the Chariot is showing us that we have this opportunity to walk towards that. And if we do that with the Queen of Cups as our sort of number one consultant, you know, like, how does this feel to me? How does this reflect my values? How does this uphold healthy relationships? Then we will be getting somewhere really interesting and exciting. But if we go into that Emperor headspace of, you know, like, how do I need to protect myself? How do I need to do things the right way? That's a big warning sign of the Emperor energy. If you're thinking there's only one right choice or that your way is the right way all the time, that kind of harsh, absolute thinking is really a warning that we're getting into territory that we don't want to be in. This is not a time for survival. This is really a reading that is about thriving and creating sort of more relaxing and enriching environments that are full of potential. And let's just be a little kind to ourselves, because if we are recovering from the aftershocks of the tower last month, it makes sense that we would feel like there is some challenging energy or that life is a little inhospitable to softness and dreaming and ease. So sometimes with these challenge cards, it's nice to be kind with them and to almost like defang them by just accepting their presence. Like, okay, I might feel a little defensive at times this month, especially as I am going into the Chariot space, but let's just try and practice correcting the course. And that is a big part of the Chariot. So it's this person driving a chariot, and the chariot is being pulled by two sphinxes. And there's actually no no visual representation of how they are pulling this chariot. And it's a really interesting illustration of the difficulty of getting your will aligned with your desire and sort of getting right with yourself and having to constantly be engaged in balance. Both of the sphinxes are black and white. And so we have this very advanced dance that we're doing to bring ourselves forward. And if we don't stay engaged with that sort of blending good and the bad, the ideal with the real, we can get stuck in the Emperor. The Emperor has nothing pulling it forward. It is just sitting on this very heavy duty stone throne. And we are not about that this month. This is a month about movement, rhythms, cycles, change. And that's what we see in the Queen of Cups, this very tidal card. So staying in that zone, staying away from sort of calcifying into perfection, into safety, defensiveness, that is all going to be quite active. You know, these are two major arcana cards. They're really going to be gravitating towards each other. So with that being said, you know, it will be something that we are really grappling with hands-on. The antidote to this is a really fun card that we've had several times recently, and it is the Seven of Cups. So again, the cups are really showing up here as the counterbalance to the sort of striving intensity of the Chariot and the Emperor. Like, we really want to get out and do things this month, but we need to make sure that we balance that with some whimsy and delight. The Seven of Cups is the trippiest card, maybe second only to the Moon, in that it shows, and I just love it so much, it's this person completely silhouetted. So they're this black silhouette in the foreground of the card, the bottom left side, and they are gazing at, and when they have one arm outstretched, almost like, what is all of this? They're looking at seven cups in this sort of roiling dark gray cloud, and out of each cup is like popping some weird stuff. There is a head, there's a ghost that has this weird sort of shimmering red aura around it. There's a serpent, a dragon, a laurel wreath. One is just overflowing with treasure, maybe my personal favorite. And then there is a sort of tower-like structure in another. So this shows us really being swept away by our imaginations and having this sort of almost overwhelming creative current going through our lives. So dreaming, pursuing things that are lighting us up, that are enticing to us, making outlandish plans, engaging with art, music, poetry, finding ways to fill our cups and like being somewhat decadent with it. You know, don't limit yourself this month when it comes to enjoying, appreciating, seeking out experiences that are emotionally resonant and powerful for you. This is somewhat of a, all the sevens have this sort of trickster element to them, and they can be frustrating because they do not have, and this is a very Emperor thing to want, they do not have a clear resolution. Like, you're usually very confused when you're engaging with these cards. But in this case, the confusion is very generative. We probably will not know the results or the reasons, or, I mean, usually you kind of don't. It's more of just trusting that you are, like, adding to your compost pile by just taking in all of this inspiration and beauty. That is a real key component here. So this card at the end, I feel like is sort of making a connection. So it's like almost like the Queen of Cups and the Seven of Cups are like joining forces underneath. And if we're allowing ourselves to really value the space to dream and to participate and appreciate the beauty of everyday life, that will help kind of uplift and diffuse the harshness of these other two major arcana cards. And I think, too, it's really worth noting that if we are being drawn into a future that we want to create for ourselves, that is making us feel both secure and inspired, like the Queen of Cups, that we would be well advised to make sure that we're fueling that journey with good stuff. So make sure that you're putting in things, and this really is vague in a good way, you know, like just be aware of like what your inputs are. Are you sort of, you know, and this is more sort of spiritually and, you know, artistically, creatively speaking, but like, what are you consuming? What are you taking in? What kind of imagery, media? Make sure that it is reflective of or inspiring the type of life you want to lead rather than reinforcing the brutality that can sometimes come through in the Emperor. And I see this as a really like beautiful opportunity, not sort of a like, oh, I have to go on a strict diet or like be really worried about what's happening. It's just sort of a bit of a refocus and a reframe that I think speaks to our need for healing after some of the tower chaos of last month, and a bit of a just kind of nice reset we can offer ourselves. So, you know, not taking things too seriously. And the Seven of Cups is really good at that. So this is a interesting reading in that it shows a path, almost like a magnetic pull towards the Emperor. And this will be a card that I think is just going to be helpful to see and think about, like, what are your warning signs when you're entering an Emperor space? And just, you know, go in the opposite direction. I kind of like in tarot when we get a cautionary tale that's really digestible. And so this month is one of those cases. And I think if I were to end on something, it would really be that there's a lot of possibility right now, and it is not a time to be conservative in our outlook, in our capacity for change, in our tools that we can use to be innovative, because there may be, this could be quite a springboard if we are secure enough in our ability to change our lives and to do things differently. Now, the Cups are very creative. They take risks that are like emotionally grounded. So if something really matters to you in a big picture way, do it, because the Chariot is kind of waiting to drive you towards that goal. And if you keep on being connected with this Cup side, I don't know, it could go somewhere really interesting. So I'm actually quite excited as I continue to talk through this reading with you all. As always, thank you so much for being a part of this, and I will be back with another forecast in just a month. Happy April.